Good morning,
this is
Eli Salinas,
in
Oklahoma.
Welcome from Oklahoma.
Apple Valley, California. Mary Ellen here.
How are you, Mary Ellen?
I'm
Apple
perfect.
Valley.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome to the call. This is Armando Trejo filling in for Jelena.
Hi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Armando, for being there. I had a little technical difficulty. The lines are jamming.
Sandra Marshall, Los Angeles.
Hey, Sandra Marshall. How
Hi.
Are you? Glad to have you on the line.
Thank you, my love.
I'm Donna Tucker, Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Donna Tucker. Welcome to Louisville, Kentucky.
Atlanta.
Congratulations to all your successes.
Thank you. From New York.
Hi, welcome from New York. Ellen from Indiana. Hi, welcome from Indiana.
Rob Wells, Woodland Hills.
Hi. Hey, Rob. Welcome to the call. Glad to have you on.
Gary Bell in Woodland Hills.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the call from Woodland Hills, California.
Amanda and John Lauer from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Hi, Amanda and John. Welcome to the call.
I'm from California.
Hi, welcome from California.
Simi Valley, California. Maria from Simi Valley.
Hi, Maria. Welcome from Simi Valley, California.
Eileen Burton from Plain City, Michigan.
Hi, welcome from Michigan. Have a little bit of background noise, so if you've already introduced yourself, please go ahead and put yourself on mute. If you don't have a mute button and you're calling from a cell phone, please go ahead and hit *6, and that will mute you from the line. We will get started here in just about a minute or so. I know it's going to be another jam-packed, very exciting call today, so make sure you get everybody on this call today. Your guests, your team members, new and old. Romy Verdera is going to share with us an amazing story and how to make this Enagic business work for you and everybody by keeping it simple. So get everybody on this call. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jelena. This is Millie from Thousand Oaks, California.
Hi, Millie. Welcome from Thousand Oaks, California.
I'm Joe, camping in the mountains of Wrightwood, California.
Oh, it's beautiful there. Well, enjoy. See, lifestyle. That's what it's about, young lady.
Thank you.
Jamal, Minnesota.
Hi, welcome from Minnesota.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Jelena taking introductions here for your Saturday morning training call. So as you join us, please go ahead and introduce yourself. Hi, welcome to the call.
Hi.
Hi. Who just joined us?
Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome. Where are you calling in from?
Ellie.
Great. Glad to have you on the line.
Thank you.
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maddie from Florida.
Hi, Maddie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill from Canada.
Hi, Bill. Welcome from Kansas.
Hey, this is Greg from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hi, welcome from North Carolina.
Good morning, Jelena. Bob Silva in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Hi, Bob. Welcome from Corpus Christi, Texas. Thank you for the nice message last week.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Steven
from Michigan.
New York.
Hi, welcome from Michigan, and I heard a young lady from Michigan and New York also. Welcome. Okay, I do have the top of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and stop taking introductions at this time.
Gina, this is Janae in Nashville.
Okay, great. Good morning. I know we can continue to take introductions for at least another 5-10 minutes. As always, it is another packed Saturday training call. Good morning and welcome. This is Jelena, and I am calling in from beautiful Southern California today. My goodness gracious, June 30th. Wow, tomorrow is July 1st. So a lot of things to be very excited and happy about, not only, of course, our independence. So happy 4th of July holiday week, holiday weekend for all of you. Be safe in your travels wherever they may be, and always remember to do this one thing. Continue to share Enagic and Kangen water everywhere you go. Have those Enagic bottles, whether they're the core bottles or your I Love Kangen 9.5 water bottles, whatever they are. So, of course, we've got another exciting call lined up with Romy Verdera. So as all of us are just going over some housekeeping things and some Enagic news and updates, want to make sure that all of you are continually right now as we speak
texting, calling, get everybody you know, new and old team members, your guests, your people that you have in the pipeline on this call. Romy Verdera is, wow, he is a legend here. He is a man that truly understands the compassion and what this company really represents and who Mr. and Mrs. Oshiro, what they represent. But again, just want to thank each and every one of you for everything that you're doing. The sales are growing every day, every month, exciting things happening. And why is that? Because it starts with each and every one of you. All of you on this line are the leaders. When you look in the mirror, you are the leaders that people are looking for. We heard from wonderful Tony Banks a couple weeks ago when she was on this call, and she talked about finding the perfect customer and just writing it down or speaking it out, putting it out to the universe, attracting that perfect customer, and they will find you. Why? Because you are the perfect leader. Remember, this is your business, ladies and gentlemen. Treat it like a business. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen because of you. Yes, Enagic has everything that you could possibly want, an amazing life-changing product, a compensation plan that is patented and that can truly change your life and your address and your family and your future's families drastically. And we've got a founder who is an amazing man, and he's here for the right reasons. We've celebrated our 38th year here in Enagic, 38 years old, so happy birthday to Enagic. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Oshiro. Eli and I are now past our sixth year, now entering our seventh year, and we couldn't be happier. We couldn't be more grateful and thankful each and every single day. So all of that, again, ladies and gentlemen, remember, it is up to you. So you have everything in place here. Utilize the tools, the support, network with your team members, get back in action. Ask yourself, are you doing the things that is taking you and your business and your team members to the next level? Are you in that income-producing activity? How many demonstrations are you doing in a day? How many are you doing in a week? Are you doing your own? Are you just waiting for one a week? Mm-mm-mm. It isn't a one-a-week business. Yes, if you're doing it part-time and that's what you can do, great. But you've got recorded calls, you've got websites, you've got Kongen Demo, you have a network of family team members that you can share your stories. You've heard it over and over and over. If you're not three-waying, you're not making money. Making money, what does that mean? That could mean an extra $100, $200, $300, $3,000 in your household. It doesn't matter. All of it is big, and it can change your life. So it isn't a race here. All that matters is that you're doing it. You're continually being in those action steps. We heard from amazing Michelle Raley last week. She talked about some of the things she talked about. One of them was stinking thinking. Got to remember, can't have that stinking thinking in your mind. Don't let people steal your dreams. Enagic here is for the long haul. Enagic is going to be here for us, for our future family, and let's pray to God for that family beyond them. So it isn't going anywhere. So we want to make sure that we're doing exactly what Mr. and Mrs. Oshiro asked for us. They have given us truly a gift. We don't want to take advantage of it. We want to make sure that we're continually spreading true health and wealth globally with compassion. One family, one city, one town, one state, globally, worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, every single day. So thank you all for doing exactly what Mr. Oshiro asked and what exactly you want for your family and your household. So part of Eli and I, what we can do to help you and assist you the best way, one of the best ways that we can, communication is the key. You know, we talk about three-way and telling stories, but also communication. Do you know what's going on with your Enagic business? Have you gone to enagic.com? Are you receiving our emails if you'd like to be added on our email distribution list? Do you see them? Do you open them up? Do you read them? Do you print them out? Ask yourself really that question. Do you know what's going on in your business, or are you relying on somebody else? Do you think someone's going to call you up out of the blue and say, hey, I want to buy an SD501? No. Chances of that happening are very, very slim. So you've got to be involved. You've got to think of this as a franchise. This is a business. What you put into it, you're going to get out of it. All right? If you want to create something, if you purchased Enagic, I mean, you've heard them say it before, They should charge $40,000 for the SD501. So you have to ask yourself, what would you do, first of all, without your Kangen water? Where would you be today? Where would the families be that you shared an Adjik and Kangen water with today? Ask yourself that. And if you invested $40,000 into your Adjik business, would you do what you're doing every single day, or would you do things a little bit differently? Only you know the answer to that question, ladies and gentlemen. But back to being in communication and being part of what we can be a part of. If you're on our email distribution list, wonderful. If you're not and you'd like to be added to our email distribution list, then please go ahead and send us an email to eventiseli@yahoo.com. So that's event, like you're planning a party, E-V-E-N-T, is I-S, like Sam, Eli, E-L-I, at yahoo.com. We'll make sure that we get you added to the email distribution list. Please, as you're signing up new team members, either get them signed up on the email distribution list or send us their emails. Linda Stoddard-Woolzer, thank you very much. Every day you're sending us 3 to 5 emails of your new team members. Why? Because you're out there doing it like all the other ladies and gentlemen online, and you're creating that duplication, and you have excitement and enthusiasm in your voice. So that's what we've got to do here, ladies and gentlemen. We want to keep it simple and keep doing that duplication. So get those emails to eventiseli@yahoo.com. We'll make sure we get you added to the distribution list. If for whatever reason you used to be receiving emails and you are not, that means you have been accidentally opted out or bumped off because you forwarded an email to maybe a team member or a guest who was already receiving emails, and they clicked unsubscribe because they didn't want to receive two of the same emails. So once they clicked that unsubscribe, they not only unsubscribed themselves, but they unsubscribed you. So I always tell people, if you're going to forward, either scroll down to the bulk of the email, to the text of the email, hit that forward button, and then input the person's email. Don't do it in your address bar. If you do, just scroll back into that email and just remove the unsubscribe, and you won't have any problem forwarding out the emails to keep your team members and your friends informed of what's going on. So a lot of things are continually happening. I know we've got a huge event up in the Stockton area in Northern California with Dr. Filzer, Joseph Fahm, Bob Gridelli, Cynthia Bergante, so this is, and many more. So this is going to be an amazing event as it's happening as we speak. I think it started at 9 a.m., so congratulations to all of you that have encouraged your team members to be there, and or if you're there and you're standing in the lobby and you're listening to this call. Events are happening all the time out here in Southern California. We've got Leo Abril doing a Spanish at the Enagic corporate office. What are you going to do to make something happen for you today, the last day of the month of June, to get a kickoff on next week, July? How are you going to start your independence, your freedom? What are you going to do? So the events are happening everywhere. If you've got an event that you want us to announce or support, please provide us with that information. And also same with the weekly meetings. Weekly meetings are updated and enhanced, and dates and times are changed. So please, as that weekly meeting goes up and out, please always make sure that you're checking out to see that the weekly meetings are still going on or the same date or time. I know we've got, of course, everyone waiting online. We've got Romy Verdera and a lot of people happening in Houston, Texas, July 13th and 14th. Bob Gridelli is going to be doing a demonstration on the 13th. You're going to have Dr. Tim McKnight, Dale, Bill Powers, Michelle Rayleigh. So, boy, if you've got people in that Houston, Texas area, you want to build big for that. The July events are going to be coming on. So what are you doing? What's your calendar looking like for the month of July? Filter sale. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, go to enagic.com. Filters are on sale. Mr. Oshiro's continuously sharing money and figuring out ways that he can save us money. So go to enagic.com for the filter sales. Guess who's coming back tomorrow? The Sunnis. So, whoo-hoo, so the Sunnis on Monday morning. You can, you know, a lot of people will just lead with the Sunnis and obviously share with their folks how the SD501 really, truly is the machine, the the device for them to get. So we want to make sure that. Also, the 1 liter, the Enagic 1 liter blue bottle, the one for $12, the 1 liter Enagic blue bottle, that is all back in stock. So go ahead and order away for that. And if you're in a local area where you've got an Enagic office, you want to stock up on the filters, especially when you've got the filter sale and those 1 liter bottles. The team building contest, we talked about it, I believe, about a month ago, that it was possibly going to be ending today, June 30th. Well, guess what? They decided, because we, as all the amazing Enagic distributors, keep building our team up and we keep supporting them, so they have extended that team building contest. So team building contest is still up and running till further notice, so we want to build big for that. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please do not sell Kangen water. We are not allowed to sell Kangen water. We are here to sell machines. If you're selling Kangen water, shame on you. If you know people that are selling Kangen water, please, you know, notify them, notify compliance. It's not okay. They're only shooting themselves in the foot. It's about giving away the water and ultimately selling machines so the households can really experience the true benefits and the powers of Kangen water. Also, eBay, Amazon.com, no, major no-no, ladies and gentlemen. So if that is happening, or you think that you can get a better price on a machine, first of all, the warranty isn't covered, and if that machine goes to an Enagic office for a deep cleaning and they do some investigation on that and there's money owed or they find out it's a fraudulent activity, that person may never get that back. So please, let's keep it right. Let's make it right. Let's continue to do what we're to do here. So I am so excited about Romy Verdera and his beautiful wife, Rosa. We, Eli and I, just have fallen in love with this couple. And I remember over 6 years ago when Eli would be calling Romy every day for 3 ways, trying to figure out why we got a check in the mail and what's that for. And Romy and Eli would giggle and they'd say, I don't know why you got that check. I don't know what that means. Just go ahead and take it to the bank. And we were still trying to figure out this compensation plan. Those days have really grown to quite an amazing time for all of us. And I'm excited to have them on the call. So I'm going to hand the baton to you, Eli, because, you know, with my excitement and enthusiasm, I can just keep going on and on. And I know that you and Romy have a lot to talk about and a lot to share with each and every one of us. So, Eli Daffish, are you there?
Absolutely, Jelena. Thank you so much. My gosh. You guys, isn't she awesome? I mean, she keeps us all informed on what's going on in the field. We had the privilege to talk with our wonderful Don Prosser, who has run corporate and travels all over the world. He is the not only the gentleman that stands right next to Mr. Ashura as he travels around and translates for him, but he's head of marketing right now and has had every position in the company. And we make sure that we always keep up to date exactly what's going on by talking with Mr. Prosser and making sure that we give back to you. But this is a great day. You're entering the next 6 months of the year. It's kind of like saying this is the beginning of the year. It's almost like January when Christmas time ends and everybody's up-spirited and everybody's ready to make new goals, new dreams, ready to make a decision on what they want and change their life. That's what happens when the next 6 months starts. People are in that spirit. Summer's starting. They want to look thinner. They need this water to help them lose that weight. They want to be healthier. There's so much emphasis on health and wellness. That is the trend right now, as you know, or should know, if you go by the book by Paul Zane Pilzer, The Wellness Revolution. It will let you know that all your millionaires that are coming on, that are becoming those millionaires in today's market, are doing it with the new trend, and it's wellness. It's health and wellness. And that started in 2006. Actually, that was when Jelena and I started in this business, because we always keep our eye on the trend. And this trend is good for at least the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to dominate the world in terms of what people want. And people want to live longer. They want more longevity. They want to look better. They want to feel better. That's what's on people's minds, and people are willing to spend thousands of dollars. I know we just brought in a big known company here in the Southern California market that helps people stay young, and it's amazing what people will do. We watch people coming in groves every single day, just checking it out, and we saw people spending literally in the thousands of dollars. So when you talk about your machine and people say it's expensive, no, what's expensive is ending up in a hospital, getting sick, so many things that that we know because we've all experienced it. But you know what? This is really truly that full-time income business with a part-time effort. And you have to understand that over 90% of people that join in the industry are going to put in part-time. They're going to start part-time. That's just the way it is. And they're looking for a full-time income with a part-time basis. But it's so difficult to do that in the multi-level arena because you have to bring in thousands of people because you're making such small amounts of commissions. And here you've got a product that's life-changing, that people feel it, they actually experience it, they see a difference, they feel a difference, so it's on high demand. That's why Bill Gates just bought 60 machines. That's why Sammy Hagar owns a machine. That's why George Lopez has got one, and Demi Moore has got one, and Santana bought three, and Steven Tyler just added five more last year, and the list goes on. That's why Sugar Shane Mosley and Jim Brown, and the list goes on of athletes and celebrities that are running at this machine because of what it does. So as you're holding this pot of gold in your hands, and as you're looking at where you fit in with the magic, what you have to understand is that the best time to get started is right now. The best time to launch your business is right now. When Romy and Jalene and I and Romy and his beautiful wife Rosa got started, Roma started just before we did, we had nothing. We had no brochures. We had no DVDs. We had no CDs. We had no company website. We had no meetings, no trainings, no demos. We had nothing. So you may think in your mind, oh, wow, that's the best time to get started. Are you kidding me? You're going to work your tail off if you get started with something like that. Now, we know this is a company that's four decades old. We know that it's, we're talking coming up on 40 years in the next 1 to 2 years. We understand that right now we've taken this company from when they came into America when they were selling 50 machines a month to, nearly 5,000 machines a month with a goal of 20,000 machines a month in the next 3 years. This is the next billion-dollar company. That's the buzz on the street because of the product, because of the longevity of the company, the infrastructure, which is so difficult to create because it's product-driven, not opportunity-driven like every company out there. This is truly a product-driven company. We lead with our product, okay, with a patent on our compensation. No other direct sales company has that patent. It took him 10 years to get it. Now, check it out. You have to understand what's going on with him. Condon has now become a brand. It's not in the beginning, what happened was we were the voice of Congen saying, okay, have you ever, do you know about Congen? You ever heard about Congen? People say, no, what's that? Now you say, have you ever heard about Congen? They say, yeah, I think I have. I think my cousin's got one. Oh, yeah, you know what? I think someone, a friend of mine just tried that water. See, it's become a brand. Now, which of you out there, okay, that is going to help more people get to that brand? It's not about creating the brand anymore. The brand has now been developed. It's there. It's done. It's the next kitchen appliance. Trust me. It's the next kitchen appliance. So now, which of you out there that can help more people see the brand, okay, and direct that traffic back to yourself is the ones that are going to be living this lifestyle, because this is a true lifestyle business, and it's global. So, as you know, Rosa and Romy and Jalene and I and J.D. Pacifico and his wife Aurora and Cynthia Brigante and Bob Gadelli and Dr. Dave Lesman and Tayana and so many other people and, Vicky Dumag and Tony Banks and Marla and Brian Phillips and the whole Utah crew and on and on and on and people from the East Coast and all around the globe, as we're traveling around the world and you've got, celebrations going on, like Paris is going to be having their big 7-year deal. Hong Kong is having its 7-year anniversary. I just got invited to fly to Hong Kong for a few days. I wish I had known earlier. I would be there right now. I know Cynthia Brigante will be there. You've got to picture yourself. You've got to see yourself as the owner of this company. You've got to be able to visualize, like any real business that you purchase, if you purchase a hair salon, a restaurant, if you purchase a garage, I don't care what you have. I don't care if you have a lemonade stand or a hot dog stand, okay? You're the owner of that hot dog stand. Well, you're the owner of this company. So as you protect this ship, as you focus on it, as you build it, okay, it's going to reward you because you stayed with the long haul. But what happens commonly in this industry called the home-based business industry, sort of a love-hate relationship, you love it, you hate it, is that there's so much phony baloney, with so many companies out there, that what happens is you end up in one, the company folds, they overpromise, underdeliver, you end up not making it, and then you try another company. Be happy and be in gratitude that whether this is your first experience or your second or your 10th or like Michael Maxwell, his 30th, okay, before he found the right company. When it doesn't work, it isn't not working because, like Chilina said, because there's something wrong with Enagic. Are you kidding me? Enagic is now a brand. It's moving with us or without us, and that includes Jelena and I. So it's not about now, being the voice to get Enagic. Pretty soon we're going to be order takers. You're going to be an order taker. Yes, Mr. Gymnasium, how many would you like? Yes, Mr. Clinic, how many would you like? How many would you like for your school? So you've got to visualize that and see yourself, and so you've got to focus attention on you. The better you get, the more in shape you get, the more tapes you listen to on positive thinking, on living a right life, on visualizing success, on living your purpose, being on purpose, the more you do that, the more success will come at you. It will knock you down. It will knock at your door. So when you focus on positive things, you get positive things. You focus on negative things, you get negative things in your life. So you got to get rid of the stinking thinking, and you got to start thinking about, wow. By the way, in case you don't know, the golf course that he's building, remember now, this guy is a philanthropist. He's already made his money. He owns schools. He owns spas. He owns factories. He's finishing his golf course, and his hotel is almost done. And by the way, just so you understand his mindset, he's never going to allow an Enagic distributor pay to go to his hotel. He loves us. He loves you. You are someone that has bought into his crusade of spreading true health globally with compassion. So he's going to take care of you forever. That's just the way he is. You can't change the man. But he's a visionary. And he's somebody that people will be writing books about, like Winston Churchill. That's the guy that owns this company. So you've got to ask yourself, is this the company you want to be with? Is this the product you want to represent and the brand you want to represent? Is this the lifestyle of business that you want to create, being able to take your family anytime with whomever you want, go wherever you want, and live that kind of life? There are more millionaires in this company. I've never seen anything like it in my life. There are people making money in this company that would make zero in any other program out there, because this is the next billion-dollar company. It's the one that everybody's got their eyes on. That's why everybody compares themselves to Enagic. That's why there's 128 websites, every one of them comparing itself to Enagic. Everybody wants to ride the bandwagon. But you're already here, so you're ahead of the curve. That means you already know about it. You're out of sight, out of mind. What you don't know, you don't know. But now that you know better, you can do better. You don't know what you don't know, but now that you know about Enagic, you know about Conga Water, now that you know better, you can do better. You can create a better life, a better lifestyle. Now, with that, I can't wait to introduce to you Romy Verdera. Romy, this guy, you don't see him coming. You just don't see him and Rosa. They're so sweet. They're so kind. And he's not only a 6'8", Dash 5. By the way, Dash 5, there's only two in the entire world right now. But I'm right there, Romy. I'm coming up next, bro. And there's only two, him and JV Pacifico, in the entire world. I mean, he's originally from the Philippines. He's on his seventh year now with the Magic. He became a 6A in 3 months back then when we had no tools or anything. And his organization sells over 3,000 machines every month. My gosh, it's helped him with, he'll tell you what it's helped him with in a health perspective. But Romy Verdier, are you on the phone, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Romy, Don Prosser said to me the other day, you know, I was talking to Don, he sent us a picture, and it had my name right next to a tree that's on this, I guess, this golf course, this amazing golf course. I guess Mr. Oshiro, we'll call him Oshiro's son, which means Mr. Oshiro in Japanese. I guess he built the golf course in the shape of an E, and Don said it was like the most, it was the hardest golf course he's ever played. But he told me that my tree is positioned looking right out into the ocean. And as we start going up the ranks, they'll actually put a little flag showing every time you move a rank, and that anybody in an Magic can have that same, they can have their own tree with their own name. Did you know about that?
Yes. In fact, when we went to Japan, remember that tree planting ceremony we had on the stage?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just want to thank you openly in front of everybody, because when I got started, hang on, I'm going to drink some Conga water. Why don't we all take a drink of Conga water right now? Hang on. Man, that's just so good. It changes my voice. Romy,
yeah.
I remember when I first got started, man, I was using you for three ways every day, several times a day. Every time I talk to anybody, you remember I used to call you, and when Jillian and I started home demos every Monday and the house was packed,
mm-hmm.
I'd always end my meeting with you on a conference call telling your story and maybe answering a couple of questions. I did it with some of the other leadership too, but I really did a lot with you. I just want to openly thank you for helping Jillian and I get started in the business and help us change our lives. It means a lot to us. Thank you for your contribution. So with that, my friend, how did you get started? And tell us anything you want to tell us about yourself before you do.
Okay. What happened to me was way back in 2005, JB had been sending me things in the mail. At the time, like you said, there were no brochures, no tools. So he was sending me like photocopied materials, about this Kangen War. And I always just throw them in the garbage at the time. Eventually, in November of 2005, he flew to New York, came to my house, did the actual demonstration, and gave me a gallon of the water. And I still wasn't interested at the time. I was doing real estate, but I could not make any more money in real estate. And my wife was working in the hospital, and the hospital closed. But anyway, I still could not see myself selling these Kangen machines. Until 3 months later, January of 2006, he called me up again, and he told me how so many people were buying the machines from him, and the company keeps sending him the referral checks, and the president is coming from Japan. He will go to California. He invited me to fly down there. I had nothing else to do, so I flew that weekend, and JB brought me to a Japanese meeting. Everybody was Japanese, some Chinese, some Korean, and the meeting was in Japanese. So that's how we started. I really did not understand much on that meeting, but I was caught up in that excitement, in that big event, because there were like about 500 people there. And I would say that's the importance of bringing people to events. I was not convinced by the demonstration in my house. I was not convinced by the materials that was sent to me. My mind turned around when I saw the event. I understood two things at the event. I understood that the water really works, and I understood that the people are making money. And I'm looking for something to earn money, and I came back to New York. I bought machine and just got started. But like you said, at the time, there were no tools. The only tool I have when I came back to New York and bought my machine was the pH tester. And I learned when I was in California, if you just do this demo in front of people, I mean, you have a chance of making a sale. So right away, I started doing presentation in New York. I was lucky. The first two elderly people that I showed the demo didn't buy right away, but after a few days of them drinking the water, they called me back and they said they want more water and they want to buy the machine. And after that initial experience of these two elderly ladies in their 80s who bought the machine, I figured if I could do this dropper presentation in front of people, I can make sales. So the first 90 days, I was just doing demonstration every single day. I have a calendar that shows I was doing about 40 presentations in 1 month. That's about one or two in a day. So I would do one in the afternoon, one at night, and at the end of the 3 months, I must have done about 120 presentations on my first 3 months. Now, it does not mean 120 customers, because some of those presentations, the group had grown to 3, 4, 5, 8 people in a living room. So the total probably on those first 3 months will be 120 if you average maybe 4 prospects at each presentation. That will be about 500, 600 prospects in 3 months. Out of that, 100 people bought, and I became a 6A. I think one of the great lessons there is there's about 400 who did not buy. You know?
Okay, so is that – okay, this is amazing. You sold the machine to two elderly women in their 80s. First, by doing you call it a dropper. You're talking about the pH.
Yeah, the pH presentation. I didn't have the ORP tester.
Yeah,
I don't do tomatoes. I don't do anything except the pH test with four bottles: Aquafina, Dasani, Smirnoff Vodka, and 7-Up. That's it.
Okay, so you use four bottles: Aquafina, Dasani, Smirnoff Vodka, 7-Up, and Kangen water, and you just use a pH tester. They buy a machine. You figure out, well, if these two elderly ladies are going to buy a machine in their 80s, you end up doing 40 demos a month, one to two a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you become a 6A in 3 months doing that formula.
Yes.
How did you prospect?
Okay. I have been in sales and network marketing for many years. So I have a list of name of people. Through the years, I have always kept everybody's business cards, everybody's phone numbers, you know. So I have a notebook, I have binders that I can look at and make calls. So I just call everybody and I tell them, I have this machine from Japan. They're using it in Japan. It helps a lot of people with their health, you know, and I just want to come over and show it to you. And I tell the story. One thing I learned is that you have to be a good storyteller, you know. So I the way I told you the story of how JB got me, I tell the same story. And the same story I just told you. That's the same story.
Okay,
I
so
told you.
You're telling the same story over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
And say it again. You call people. What kind of people you call? Anybody?
Anybody. Now, many of them are people, yeah, yes, but many of them are people that I have dealt with in the past through the other businesses.
Okay.
And they know me, you know.
Okay, so people that, you're not necessarily calling your cousin or your brother. You're calling people acquaintances or people that you've worked with in the past.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then you tell them that you have this machine from Japan and you want to come over and show it to them?
Yes, and I tell them it helps a lot of people.
And it helps a lot of people, and then that's it. Do they start asking you a bunch of questions, or you say, no, I just want to come over?
No, there was a time that I sold insurance also with Metropolitan Life.
Yeah.
For just a few months, you know. But I was trained that when you make your phone call, your objective is just to get the appointment, not
right.
to sell over the phone. So you try to limit the information that you give them as much as you can. Otherwise, you're gonna wind up trying to sell them over the phone, and then they're gonna say no.
So again, your objective, and everybody, you better be listening to this really carefully because you're all talking too much. I got this machine from Japan that's helping a lot of people, and I want to come over and show it to you. When can I come over?
Yes. And I tell them the doctors are using it, the hospitals are using it, and I just want to show it to you and maybe give you some water. You know?
Okay. And if they ask you a bunch of questions, you probably just say, let me come over and show it to you.
Yes, yes. So
yeah, you don't go in there.
The less you say, the better. Like I said, all you want is to get your foot at the door. That's your objective, not to give all the information over the phone.
Okay, beautiful. So the way you prospect is you like the warm market, and it's true. I'm sure over 90% of people that buy this machine are buying it from someone that they're familiar with at some level, even if it's just an acquaintance, probably better if it's an acquaintance than if it's a family member or friend, I would guess. And then basically, how do you train your new people?
Okay, the way I do the initial sales, okay, like my first 100 group sale, probably the direct sale there's only about 10, and then they brought in the other 90 people. Because when a person purchases a machine, at that point, that person is excited. So that's the best time for you to tell the person to gather his friends, call his friends, invite him to the house, and we will do the same demonstration, you know. So when they just bought the machine, they're hot. They're excited about it. So that's the best time for them to call their friends and bring them to the house, and we'll do the same demonstration.
Okay. Do you give water? And if
yes.
you do, how long do you give water?
Okay, I would only give water for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe 3 times in the 2 weeks, and then that's it. Because if they want more, I mean, they might want to go to my house and pick it up themselves. But I will not deliver more than 3 times. You know.
Do they have to see a demo first?
Oh yes. Sometimes no. I would give the water with brochures. With a DVD, with information, so I just give some initial information for them to want to drink the water, and then when they read about it, then maybe they will ask for more, you know. But
okay, wait a minute. Okay, so you give me a DVD, you give me a brochure. I'm sure the DVD that you gave was your DVD, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right, because that was the first DVD I saw.
Mm-hmm, yes.
The only thing I saw prior to you was basically Dr. Shinya's DVD, which is what I was using because I had nothing else. And then I saw your slideshow that you put on a DVD, and it talked about all your customers. And I would show that, and I would sit and watch it with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do?
That's what I did.
You take your own DVD that you made – mm-hmm. and you sit with the client and watch it with them.
Yes, because when I was starting, like I said, we had no tools. Now,
right.
I know for a long time of doing network marketing that for you to succeed, you need duplication, and you need massive duplication.
Okay.
So I can only be in one place at a time. So the best way to duplicate myself is I created, at the time there wasn't like these compliance rules that we have today. I just created my homemade presentation, and I tell people that I sold the machine. I mean, call your friends and show this DVD to them, you know. And it is as if I'm doing the demonstration too when they do that.
So when you can't do a live demo, but it sounded like you did 40 a month, so
mm-hmm.
Just like Bob Gridelli did, just like I did, okay, so you did one or two a day.
Mm-hmm.
But if they couldn't see a demo, you might give them your DVD and a brochure that you had made up at the time.
Yes.
And they could, you would give them water at the same time, or they
yes.
had to watch your DVD and then they would call you.
No, I could give them water at the same time that I give the DVD and the brochures.
How much? Okay, when you're giving them water, what level of water are you giving? Is it? Are you giving 8 point? Are you giving them 3 gallons? 1.5, 1.9, 1.95?
No, I give them 9.5, and I give 2 gallons.
You give them 9.5.
Yes, except if they're like really very old,
mm-hmm.
and they might be sickly, so.
Mm-hmm.
I give them lower, but
okay.
I would say most people, if they're healthy and younger, I give them 9.5.
And when they call you on the phone saying, I got a headache, I got this, I got that?
Yeah, they're very minimal, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as how you, this is really interesting. 2 weeks. Maybe 3, and you give it to them 3 times in that 2-week cycle.
Yeah, because if they ask for a second after you give them, and then they ask, you know they're experiencing something with the water.
Okay.
So I give them a second time. And then if they ask for the 3rd time, then you know they really like the water. They should be able to decide whether they want to buy or not.
Okay,
after you
ask
third
them?
Time. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You ask them if they want a machine?
Yes. I mean, very lightly. I'm not
a
pressure salesperson, you know.
Ask me. I want to hear it.
Mhm. Yeah, I would say, okay, how do you experience the water? And then they would say what happened to them, you know. So I would tell them, we have different kinds of machines. We have the SD501. Would you want to purchase like one of them? And you know, some people don't have much money, some people have less, but I tell them 95% of the people, they buy the SD501.
Okay.
It has 7 plates and it produces the best water.
And if they say I don't have the money, money's tight, what do you say?
I open them to the financing, the in-house.
Okay.
I always use the in-house financing because I have tried those other financing before,
mm-hmm.
and I have some groups that got messed up because of the outside financing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the upline doesn't get approved and the downline got approved, then the upline get upset because he could not come in. Without down payment, and
you probably just confused everybody when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say when the upline got approved and the downline didn't?
Yeah, because sometimes.
Oh, so you're the upline. You're the guy that's giving the water out to the client. So you're the so-called upline, and then you give it to somebody that you're showing it to, and when they don't get approved through a finance company, it's. Oh, I see. If you're helping doing a demo for one of your leaders,
mm-hmm.
who is the upline, then they get upset.
Right. Yes. Because usually sometimes 2 or 3 people are on the line already, waiting to buy. And there was a time we have outside financing, and I was using it. And say in the people underneath get approved, but the people who brought them did not get approved, then you have a problem.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the people in the line, because people are confused now.
Mm-hmm.
When you say the line, what you're saying is you have a distributor that bought a machine from you, and he has, let's say, three guests, and he's asked you to come over and do the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got three guests.
Yeah.
And let's just say one of the people, the last one in the line, wants to buy a machine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Usually when the last one on the line wants to buy a machine, you could get the people who brought them to buy the machine too already, you know?
What do you say?
To whom?
To the people that invited that person. So you've got a person named Joe.
Oh yes.
Joe bought a machine from you, and Joe goes out and he invites Sally.
Mm-hmm.
He invites Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And he invites Bob.
Yes.
And Bob was invited by Tim, and Tim was invited by Sally.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob is the last guy in the line. Bob says, "I want to get a machine." What do you say to Tim and Sally?
Oh, that's the best part, you know, because now you could sit down and draw your circles and explain the compensation plan and get them excited.
Oh.
You know?
So then now you're telling Tim, you better get a machine right now, because if you do, then Bob's going to be on your team and you're going to make $285.
Yes, yes.
And then you say to Sally, well, geez, Sally, if you get a machine, you're going to make $285 from Tim, and then you're going to make $285 from Bob. So you just did $570.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't get it, would you ever tell him if you don't get it, then you lose Tim and you lose Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, guys, that's called a takeaway. It's the most powerful tool
mm-hmm.
that you can use.
Yeah, and mostly if somebody brought other people to the meeting, they already know that they want to buy the machine and they want to join the business. They are just sort of like testing or waiting, you know. So a little nudge will get them to make a decision to buy it once somebody down the line wants to purchase the machine in their group.
Right. So basically, actually, even the person that you invited, let's just say you invited Joe, okay,
mm-hmm.
and Joe's client was Sally, Tim, and Bob, then bottom line is, let's just say Joe hadn't bought a machine yet, the same thing happens for Joe. You tell Joe that if he gets the machine, then he gets to make the commission on his clients.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever doesn't get a machine loses out.
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys getting this? You invite someone to come and see the machine, see the demo, and they brought some friends along, and one of the friends wants to get a machine. You just let the person that invited them know that if they go ahead and get a machine too, then they can go ahead and they can become a distributor. They can actually profit, commission, and start building their organization. That's powerful. So, how do you actually lead your group?
I would say I lead them by showing them exactly how I'm doing it, and then I help them. It doesn't really matter to me how deep they are in my organization. If they have a group of people, I go and do a demo for them. And then after a few demos, they learn how to do it themselves, you know. Now it's even a lot easier to train the new people because we have so many teleconferences. You lead them to the different teleconferences. We have the website. There's so many resources that they can go to now to be trained, you know. We have Daniel's webinar. We have audio tapes. So you expose them to all the tools. One of the best tools I use is Gerald Costeca's Ride the Wave. I give Tim McKnight's book about the product.
Okay.
I would say between those two books, they have a whole lot to proceed, you know, on building the business.
So basically the way you train is you say, here's Jerry Costica's Ride the Wave book,
mm-hmm.
and here's Dr. McKnight's Confessions of a Skeptical Doctor book.
Yes.
And you tell them to just read those books.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I lead them to the different DVDs, you know. Dr. Holtfilzer's DVD, the Doctor DVD, that's a very good
okay,
one.
Okay, the Doctor DVD, mm-hmm. gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Also, what I do is on YouTube, there's so many videos on YouTube, you know. I download them to my laptop. And in the meeting, before I start the meeting, I just play some of them while waiting for the other people.
Like which particular ones do you like?
Okay. We have, what's his name, from Canada, the bodybuilder.
Oh, Wade Lightheart.
Wade Lightheart have a very nice DVD. On my presentation, we hear a lot from Daniel DeMacali, you should inoculate your people about the competition, you know. So right away, part of my presentation is I show the DVD by Mike Petruccelli talking about the competition. It's a very short video, but he's showing there the different plates of the other company's machine, you know.
Okay.
They're ugly. So right there, I tell them, don't make a mistake buying machines from other companies because look at those plates.
So you're sitting with your customers,
mm-hmm.
and you then after they've watched your DVD, after they've seen this very fast pH. Okay, so you're only doing the pH test.
Yes.
You're not doing
now
ORP.
My wife loves to do the ORP, so now we do the ORP also. But when I was starting, I just do the pH test.
Okay, so we won't even complicate it. We'll talk about what Rosa now is digging on. She likes doing the ORP test. But
yes.
Basically, you've always just done the pH test only. No tomato test, no teabag test, no oil test, no ORP test,
okay, now,
just the pH.
Yeah, I carry my laptop, okay, all the time.
Yeah.
So in smaller, say, on a table presentation where there will be two or three people at the dining table, I use my laptop. When the group gets bigger, I use a projector. I connect my laptop to a projector and I project it either on the wall in the house or I have my own little screen, you know, or on a smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing at the hotel meeting or like on a classroom setup thing. I have my projector. But the DVDs help a whole lot. Like that competition, like I said, video by Mike Petruccelli, it solves you a whole lot of explanation in a very short thing.
Okay, so Mike Petruccelli.
Yes.
On the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Okay, on the competition.
On the competition.
Wade Lightheart DVD. What does Wade Lightheart cover?
It's very simple. He's a professional bodybuilder from Canada, and he talks about the water and its importance in the body. And then all of a sudden it switched to him at his sink counter with his machine explaining the different water in a very short DVD. Most YouTube DVDs are like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, and it gives an impact to the people who are listening.
And then you said Daniel DeMacaulay, what does he cover?
Now, Daniel, he's talking about inoculating your clients about competition. That's why I'm using Mike Petruccelli, because know, when you do a presentation, they will look at the internet. Okay, so if you don't inoculate them, you run the risk of them looking at the internet, and then they say, oh, I mean, this is not good. But then if you tell them right from the start, right at the meeting, why they should buy our machine instead of the other companies, then you prepare them, you know, for that scenario.
Well, basically, you have a basic demo that you're doing, which is just pH only.
Mm-hmm.
You're using Dasani, Aquafina, Smirnoff Vodka, 7-Up, and Kangen water. Then you're going, and then have they watched your DVD at any time, or are you just going to YouTube?
No, I don't even show. You're talking about my old DVD?
Yeah, your old DVD. Basically, you used to, that was if you couldn't do a live demo, gave them the DVD. I got it. Okay.
Yes.
So, but when you're in front of them, of course, nowadays they can just send them over to KangenDemo.com.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're not in front of them, send them to KangenDemo.com. But
mm-hmm.
if you're in front of them, you do a light little pH test.
Yes.
You then go to YouTube, you download the Wade Lightheart's DVD, Michael Petrocelli's on the competition, showing the different plate sizes and different things like that, and then Daniel DeMicali's inoculation about the competition, which is about 5 minutes each. So it's 15 minutes in those three DVDs.
Yeah.
How long is your demo, just out of curiosity?
My demo depends, like if it's a smaller group and there will be less question. I could do a demo in half an hour, an hour, or the most is an hour and a half.
I see. Okay, but for the new guy, he could just keep it really basic.
Yes.
Just, you know, okay. They can show KangenDemo.com,
mm-hmm.
20 some odd minutes, and then do the three YouTube videos. And then, of course, they could three-way. That's what
mm-hmm.
I like.
Yes.
They could three-way to somebody on the team who will just share their stories and maybe answer some questions.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
Also, there are some clips of news on YouTube. I like the one which is Channel 7 News.
Okay.
Again, something about this newscast, you know, it's so short, and yet they're able to talk about the acid and alkaline so quick. You know, there's a Channel 7 news from South Florida. It lasts about 3 or 4 minutes. It's perfect also. I use that as an introduction.
Okay. So really, when you think about what you do, The way that you're selling the machine
mm-hmm.
is you're basically, you know, contacting people that you used to know or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could do ads if you wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could get all kinds of leads that way. I'm sure you could do things on the internet, but it doesn't matter how you get the leads. You then call them up, tell them about this Japanese company in different hospitals. You got a machine. Helping a lot of people, you want to come over and you want to show them the machine and give them some water.
Yes.
Then you do,
I do
either
demo.
A DVD demo or a live demo,
mm-hmm.
followed by some YouTube clips.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 7, Daniel DeMicali, Michael Petrocelli, Wade Lightheart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're saying, do you ask them on the spot if they want to order a machine?
Not really. I would go, okay, after I do the demo, I always go to the compensation plan also after the demo. I show the comp plan to everybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which comp plan do you go to and where is it?
I have a PowerPoint showing you start from 1A to 6A, I believe all the way to 6A.
Okay, you're showing yours.
Vibe, you know?
You're showing yours.
Yes, I'm showing mine.
Is it available somewhere that people get to it?
I can show you. I can share the PowerPoint, you know.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's not on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I know the original appeared on the EWS website. I don't know if it's still there, like a long time ago. I haven't been at the back office for a long time.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's still there. But I revised the PowerPoint like several times. But what we can do, if you send me an email at Verdera, that's my last name, 2006 at yahoo.com, I can share you my PowerPoint. I can email you.
Verdera, V like Victor, E R, D like David, E R A. Right?
Yeah, 2006
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I can share you my PowerPoint. Now, again, I when I talk about the compensation plan, I tell a beautiful story of how I got started and how the group grew. By the time I end with my story, people want to join this business.
So you're always telling stories about people in your group and how they got started and
yes, mm-hmm.
how well they did, and you're telling story after story after story.
Yeah, I could tell
and
a story of how...
For people out there to say, I have no story,
mm-hmm.
they could use your story. They could use my
yes.
story.
Yes.
They could use anybody's story.
Mm-hmm. Like I tell a story of how I was in the Philippines, okay? With this business, my wife and I, like I said, when we started, we were so broke. We wind up buying 5 houses, you know, instead of losing our house. The realtor that sold me the house before, he became a 6A. He produced other 6A, a Chinese realtor. That's one of my legs, you know. I applied for a mortgage with Bank of America in one of the houses. It was taking the bank too long to give the mortgage. My monthly bonus came, my quarterly bonus came. The house was over $500,000, and I just completed the money and just paid full, and I told them I don't need their mortgage anymore.
You just paid the cash.
Yeah. I paid the house in full, over $500,000, you know. And the bank officer said, what do you do for a living? I said, why don't you come to our meeting? So the guy came,
yeah.
listened to my presentation, bought
yeah.
the machine, became a distributor, and sold some machines.
Yeah,
the guy
yeah.
who painted my house, he painted it for 3 days. I had to pay like $3,000 for the painting inside the house. So every time we have lunch, I've been talking to him about Kangen. By the end of the 3 days, my money got back to me because he bought a machine. And he made some sales too.
You guys, he just told a story just right now.
Yeah, I tell the story. I have a neighbor walking in front of the house. He was from Canada, and he visits his grandchildren every now and then. And we chat, and I ask him what he does for a living. And then, you know, when they tell you, when you ask them what they do for a living, and they tell their story, the next thing they will do is ask you what's yours. You know, what do you do? So I tell them, like, I market this machine from Japan. You know, it helps a lot of people. I brought him inside the house, showed him the machine. I ended up doing a demo on him.
I market this machine from Japan that helps a lot of people. It's using
uh-huh.
of lots of hospitals and...
Doctors are using it.
Doctors are using it.
Now you could tell a whole lot. Celebrities are using it in the United States. Like, all we have so many stories to tell.
You guys, facts tell, stories sell. You're telling too many facts,
uh-huh.
and you're not telling any stories.
Yeah, you
and
have to
you
be a storyteller.
The problem is people think they want to know about the titanium, the platinum-coated, 7 kinds of waters, and they get into all these facts and facts and facts. Wait a minute. Now, okay, Romy.
Yes.
Okay, why do you think Enagic is the best? Why do you think Enagic is the best, and then what is your... vision for this company? Where are we headed? Where are we going?
Okay. Here's my vision. I believe one day there will be just 2 kinds of people in the world, those who are drinking Kangen water and those who don't.
Okay.
And those who are drinking Kangen water, there will be two kinds of them. Those who are drinking Kangen water and they are happy because they are healthy. And those who are drinking Kangen water and they are happier because they are healthy and wealthy.
I love it.
Okay. Now,
I love it.
In the past 7 years that I've been with Enagic, I see this company grew. Like right before my eyes, you saw it. We were together almost 7 years now.
Yes.
We saw how we started 7 years ago. I learned that they were selling 100 to 200 machines here in the United States, our New York office, when I was at the New York office. We are selling, I mean, we hit as much as 4,000 machines in 1 month.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have built offices. When we started, there were only 4 offices, New York, Chicago, Hawaii, and California. And then we opened up Orlando and Dallas and Seattle. And then I have a downline from Florida who sponsored somebody from Vancouver and became a 6A5-2 Dante Kalinisan. And then we have an office in Vancouver today. I have another downline. I sponsored Franny from Chicago, who brought in Summer along the line. He sponsored Rudy Valencia from Toronto. The group grew in Toronto. And this July 22nd, I will be in Toronto for the opening of the Toronto office. So
wow.
Now we have 2 offices in Canada.
How many offices do we have worldwide?
I don't know. I lost count, but Australia opened up, Mexico opened up, Italy, Germany, France. Cynthia brought in a guy named Sam from Asia who brought in Bernard from Singapore. And even without an office, Bernard was selling over 300 machines.
Oh, my God.
In Singapore.
Oh, my God.
With no financing. And then Bernard brought in Gary from Malaysia. And Gary became the first 6A, I think, in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And now they're really growing. They told me once they open an office in Malaysia, they'll do 300, 500 machines, you know.
We probably have over 30 machines, and they're opening up rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
This is the next, I mean, what you just said, it's the next kitchen appliance.
Mm-hmm. And then Gary brought in a guy named John Lim from the Philippines.
Right.
Now, I would admit, I never thought that this business would work in the Philippines. Because
really?
It was it's too expensive for them, you know. I mean, I grew up in the Philippines. I know that the price of the machine is for some people it's a whole year's salary, you know. But
wow.
We were in the Philippines last month and people are buying it. John Lim, he's a Filipino Chinese, sponsored by Gary from Malaysia.
Right.
John Lim speaks Filipino and English and Chinese. And in the Philippines, he became 6A in 4 months.
Oh, my gosh. And people are spending their entire annual income to buy a machine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now.
I don't get that.
That's the general population. I found out that, you know, in the Philippines, the disparity between the poor and the middle class and the rich are so far apart, you know. But if you go to the Philippines, I mean, you drive around Manila, people also have cars and SUVs and everything. If they could buy SUVs, they could buy this machine, you know.
Right. So the people that are buying it are not the ones that are using their whole annual income. They're people in a different class.
Yeah, they're people that have money. Like I had a guy built a kitchen cabinet in my house in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, again, anybody that becomes close to me end up buying the machine. So he was constructing my cabinet, and I'm talking about the Kangen business, and he wound up buying the machine. The guy sold 18 Super 501s all cash in the Philippines.
What did you say to him? He's building your cabinets.
Kitchen cabinet.
What did you actually say to him?
I just do the demo. Same thing, same story. Now, this guy is an entrepreneur. He's building kitchen cabinets for a lot of wealthy people in the Philippines.
Right.
Some of these high-rise hotels.
Right.
I mean, he would install, he has a company that would install kitchen cabinets in the whole building, you know. And when I told him about this business, I mean, he liked it. And apparently, I mean, I didn't even train this guy. He bought the machine, and he just started, like, learning everything
from
the internet.
So he's building a cabinet for you, and you just say to him, I'd like to show you about this machine used by doctors in hospitals, helping a lot of people in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think one of the best thing I do is I don't just talk about the machine. I talk about how good the business is and how big it will be.
Okay.
I showed the big picture of how I got started and how my business grew around the world, you know, and how today my group is selling over 3,000 machines a month.
Right.
That for a businessman, that's like it blows their mind. I mean, how could you? This is a $4,000 machine, and you're saying that your group is selling 3,000 machines in 1 month? That's a whole lot of dollars, you know.
So obviously, the people on the phone that don't have a story yet could talk about your story.
Yes.
Or talk about, you know, Daniel DeMicculli's story.
Yeah.
Or talk about Bob Goodelli's story.
Story.
Or talk about my story. Or
yeah.
Like whatever.
I still talk about like JB's story of how I got started. How JB was one of the first English speaking distributor. And his business grew.
Right, how his wife was sick and he got a machine. That's right. When people get on these Saturday morning calls and they learn about all these stories, they can talk about these different stories.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, when you talk about the fact that there are two kinds of people that are going to be those that drink Kangen water and those that don't, and out of the ones that do, there will be two kinds of people, those that are just drinking it for health benefits, and then those that are drinking it not only to be healthy but wealthy. It's just obvious in my mind as I listen to you that your confidence level is through the roof. You and I have both seen so many people getting helped in both arenas and how it's expanding all over the world. And, you know, sometimes I think we just want it so bad from people, and you see people losing their focus sometimes. And they get, you know, they go here, they go there, but you know, with the vision that you have, I don't see how anybody could lose that. Is there anything that you want to say, last thing, before we let you go, my friend?
Yeah, I want to elaborate on that question. Why do you think Enagic is the best? You know,
okay.
Me personally, I mean, at this age that I have, I'm 57 years old now. And I've been involved in marketing for a long, long time, like 20-something years. A long time ago, I remember reading about Steve Jobs when he was still young, in his like late 20s, when he was starting Apple. And Steve Jobs approached John Sculley, who was the vice president of Pepsi-Cola at the time. So John Sculley, earning millions of dollars as vice president of Pepsi-Cola, and Steve Jobs is just a new guy, young guy, who's just dreaming of spreading Apple computer into everybody's homes. And Steve Jobs told John Sculley, do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water, which is Pepsi-Cola, or do you want to have a chance to change the world? And it brought John Sculley, when he came home, he could not forget what Steve Jobs told him. It's true, I'm selling sugared water, you know. I'm vice president of Pepsi-Cola, and all I'm doing is selling sugared water to everybody in the world. And he decided to quit Pepsi-Cola and join Steve Jobs to make the dream come true, bringing computer around the world. And that's the same thing we have in this energy kangen water business. It's not just a business where we could make money. It's a business where we are really are changing people's health, changing people's lives, and you feel good about doing the business. Because like I said, I've been involved in other businesses before where you can make money, but there's it doesn't have that meaning that we get when we are doing this business, this energetic, you know, this Kangen war. I have heard so many stories from so many people from traveling around the world, and it has made me feel good. So I would say for the rest of my life I will do this business energetic because it makes me feel good with what I'm doing. I mean, people can join other business. They would say, you join this business, you can make a lot of money. You all you do is invest, things like those. And there's really no product. It's just like a money-making business, those other business. Maybe you can make money, but it doesn't make you happy, you know. So this one is very fulfilling business, and it makes you feel happy inside. Thank you, Eli.
You know, Romy Verdera, thank you so, so much. You really broke down the steps so simple that you've made it so possible for every one of us around the world to just follow this simple formula. You know, you've helped us look at the big vision of how it's growing globally and how you're helping people, how you're changing lives, how you're not ashamed to talk about the compensation and talk about the future of this company and not just drowning people with water for 6 months, giving them to them for 2 weeks for three times in that 2 week time, and if they want for another week, you let them come to your house, and then you ask them, and you're also asking them right out of the gate, lightly, but mainly you're making it very simple, easy for people. I see why you've done so well, and I know that you can pass this on to everybody on the world. You guys, this really is an amazing day. You're starting off July. Think of it like January. You know what I'm saying? And, let's think about Christmas in 6 months. Well, Christmas is in July. You can have that spirit right now. You can start thinking about giving. You got the 4th of July coming up this next week. Remember that. Remember how people fought for our freedom. And here we are being able to be in a free country still. Where we can have free enterprise, have our own business, be involved with people and have a partner like Romy and Rosa Verdera, have partners like Tony Banks and Brian and Marla Phillips and so many others out of Utah, and Michelle Raley and Michael Hagan and all their group, Omar Ramirez and Da Vinci and his group out here and Tim Skiba, so many names that are out there that, I was at the office yesterday doing a demo on Thursday, and I saw Michael, Lauren Hacker, and John Schwartzstrom, so many people there that are just supporting what we're doing, and people were flooded in the room to see what we were doing, and it's an exciting time, Romy, and just excited about our relationship with you. God bless you, my friend. God bless your family. God bless all of you guys. Thanks for being a part of our crusade. Make this your company. Own it. Be Mr. and Mrs. Ashuro, and make it happen for yourself. Stay focused. God bless. We'll hear you on next week's call. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Larry, are you on there? Drogo.
Thanks, Robbie.